Just one match this week. One only. Kind of glad just the one match. Nothing on Saturday. Kind of glad.
Yeah, I am. I've kind of liked this schedule since I've been here. We get that one match and then play a try the following week and then get another week of practice in basically before the next one. So it kind of gives us a chance to, you know, kind of correct some things in practice. And once you really start going in the season where you're playing a lot of Tuesday, Thursdays, or Tuesday, Saturday tournaments. So
you had Lexington, the Minute Maids were in town, and your varsity kids, everybody got a chance to play. The reserves, and varsity. And varsity got off to a nice win in four sets.
Yeah, we did. We were able to win it in four. Really, the one set we lost just did not play well. Missed a lot of serves. Got in a couple serve-receive rotations that we just didn't get out of. Really more of a our side of the net, we aired too much. And then, was able to win the other sets like 25-20, 25-20, 25-17. Actually had pretty decent leads at like 23-11 in the fourth, and just kind of, we got to get that competitive fire to just go finish it instead of, we've got 15 points or so to finish this set. Let's just finish it right away. Kind of got to get that a little bit fixed, but to get serving fixed, we missed too many serves. Even though we won the match 3-1, we right around that 80% line. We want to be closer to 90. So those are some good things to fix. But overall, we had some girls play really well. So
I know talking to you after the Jamboree matches, felt like you had a pretty good idea what was going to be set for the Lexington match. Are there still some positions even after match number one that hey, I'm still looking?
We'll always look at some little things here and there. Early in the season, you don't want to make a bunch of big changes, though, after a match, just because, you want to try and get some continuity amongst the girls. So, we did pretty well. Callie Crawford led us in kills. She had 14 on the night and hit 400, which is really, really good. She was able to work the ball, and Ashlyn Randall sets her most of the time and did a good job of getting her. And then Jaylee Walgren finished with 11 kills, hit right around 150. Bailey Foster finished with 10. And then Ashlyn had 6. And that's one we've got to get the ball to a little bit more some games. But hitting from the right side, we didn't pass real well at times, so that makes it a struggle to get there. But we'll get there. And Carson did a good job of setting, her three rotations as well. We kind of like what the lineup look like, and we'll go into next week and probably keep the same things.
How about your reserves, the youngsters, for the first time?
So the reserves, they opened up the new court with a win, in two sets. There's some younger girls there that played, some freshmen, sophomores, juniors, just kind of a mix of them, playing them in a couple different positions, just getting them a lot of sets to play that night. And then JV also won in two. So good experience for those younger girls to come out and get two wins. And then the varsity had to follow that with a win, too, to sweep the night.
Next Tuesday, right after the Labor Day weekend gets over Tuesday, Chase County and Minden coming to town. Both teams won their opening matches. Minden, I see preseason ranked number one in C1. Chase County with a nice win against Ogallala.
Yeah, Minden obviously have been good for, the last 3 years. They've had that core group. They won state last year in C1, and they didn't really have a senior that saw the court. So besides maybe a serve here and there. So they returned pretty much their whole team, and they've got some really good players, a couple girls going, or one girl going Division II to Wayne State, which is a good program. So they're going to be tough. And Chase County's one we got early last year, but they were a young team, and they got, by the end of the year, I think they got maybe second or third, or they might even won their conference by the end of the year. I can't remember off the top of my head. So they're one who got better. And then they opened up against Ogallala with a win. So that'll kind of tell us, where we're at with those two teams, and then because we'll have Ogallala the following week, too. So.
And I see that this will be both JV and varsity. Varsity at the college and JV over the high school.
Yep, JV at the high school, varsity at the college on Tuesday. So
I was wondering if Chase County play. No, they don't play until Lex invite until next weekend. So everybody, and I don't know if Minden plays this weekend or not. So everybody pretty much has the one match.
And then it's Tuesday, and we'll see. So But yeah, you know, it's good. We'll play the first and third matches of the night. We'll play Minden first and then Chase County to on the nightcap. So
that was my next question, because the furthest away, McCook, Minden off the bat.
Yep. Wow. So we always, we always play Minden right away in that one. And that's our one, that's our try that stays put. So it's kind of nice to always have it out at the college, and nice of them to let us go out there.
Yeah, good to get away. You know, college, no college matches that night, and big venues. Why not? Let's have a couple of matches over
there. Yeah, you know, and it eases our schedule up at the high school. Lets our junior high team still practice without taking a gym. So that's a nice, it's a nice deal that they do for us.
So not a lot of practice time. Friday, will you come back on Monday?
We will practice Monday, just after, you know, Labor Day weekend. We'll practice a little bit later on Monday than normal, but let kids get back if they went somewhere. But we still got to kind of get some kinks worked out, make sure, you know, everyone's feeling healthy and going into Tuesday.